Monsieur le Président, le Canada tient à remercier les quelque 10 000 employés du HCR à travers le monde et à saluer leur dévouement et leur persévérance en cette période de déplacement record à l'échelle mondiale, alors que les environnements dans lesquels ils évoluent sont de plus en plus complexes et dangereux. Nous encourageons le HCR à poursuivre ses efforts pour rehausser la sûreté et la sécurité de son personnel et assurer son bien-être. Nous constatons l'engagement du HCR à examiner de manière continue les mesures de sécurité et à garantir le financement nécessaire pour assurer la conformité aux normes minimales de sécurité opérationnelle. Par ailleurs, nous louons l'engagement du HCR à l'égard du respect des principes humanitaires comme moyen de promouvoir l'espace humanitaire. Nous accueillons aussi favorablement la mise en œuvre par le HCR d'une stratégie en matière des ressources humaines pour 2016 à 2021 visant à assurer que les éléments importants tels que la diversité du personnel, les soins et la souplesse du milieu du travail soit en place pour appuyer le personnel dans la poursuite de son travail. Mr. Chairperson, the immense challenges and the immense needs that UNHCR is trying to respond to are a reminder to us all. Agencies, donors, states need to change how we respond to these crises. Canada noted with appreciation UNHCR's active engagement at the May 2016 World Humanitarian Summit in developing and following through on the 51 commitments known as the Grand Bargain. For Canada, these commitments are already having an impact. We are moving towards more flexible multi-year funding for both operational and core support to humanitarian agencies. We are pleased to announce our first ever multi-year core funding to UNHCR at the recent UN high-level meeting on refugees and migrants and the Leaders' Summit on refugees. We look forward to continuing to work on the implementation of Grand Bargain commitments and understanding how implementation of the commitments will take shape within UNHCR. We also see Grand Bargain implementation as a way to enhance and strengthen partnerships. This includes stronger partnerships with other humanitarian agencies in needs assessments and in finding ways to reduce duplication and management costs. We wish to see UNHCR continue to build on its valuable work in forging closer partnerships with development actors to address durable solutions. We also encourage UNHCR to continue to seek innovative partnerships across a spectrum of sectors, from the private sector writ large to various levels of government, to community-level associations and individuals. In particular, we seek a greater focus on the quality of partnerships with implementing partners, especially local partners, in terms of program delivery, capacity building, or joint advocacy. This is vital to ensure that the perspectives of the most vulnerable beneficiaries, including women and girls, are taken into account. A final element on partnerships concerns IOM's recent transition to a related organization of the UN. We see great potential in this collaboration in support of the negotiations for the planned 2018 adoption of the Global Compacts on Responsibility Sharing for Refugees and on safe and regular and orderly migration. Canada is committed to playing an active role in these negotiations and looks forward to working closely with partners in this process. Mr. Chairperson, the increased attention on refugees around the world makes it all the more important to tell a strong results story and to demonstrate the impact that UNHCR is having. We note the significant accomplishments of the 2015 UNHCR against its global strategic priorities and wish to encourage continued attention to the quality and consistency of results reporting across country operations, including operation-specific reporting with sex and age disaggregated indicators. We hope that UNHCR's new program manual on results-based management will contribute to these efforts. At the same time, we also ask that UNHCR facilitates the ability of the Executive Committee to understand how UNHCR prioritizes its allocations, especially within the context of budget gaps, and to understand UNHCR's needs-based budgeting processes. We also take note of increase in the use of affiliate staff. By the end of 2015, there were a total of 5,000 non-staff personnel, representing 34% of UNHCR's total workforce. While having a large number of affiliate staff can provide greater flexibility, it also requires effective management of UNHCR's partnerships, and we encourage UNHCR to monitor closely the use of affiliate staff. Finally, we remain concerned that UNHCR's funding gap continues to grow. At 49% in 2015 and nearly 43% so far in 2016, the status quo is untenable. It is clear that UNHCR is making significant efforts towards broadening its donor base and in finding efficiencies in its operations. We encourage these ongoing efforts to increase funding and reduce costs. Thank you.